Naomi Files Final Life Stage Resolution. Who are the old old? As people get older, they are confronted with what can feel like overwhelming losses. Physical losses like reduced eyesight, hearing, and the ability to move can create isolation and are often experienced as confrontational moments in the aging process. Social and psychological losses, such as losing friends and family, retirement, and not feeling valued by society, create a huge burden. On top of that, as people age, there is a growing need to find integrity, to make peace with the past. Issues long buried call out to be resolved. Old memories of guilt, war traumas, rape, incest, abusive parenting, lost chances, mistakes made, old unfinished business suddenly comes out of hibernation and demands attention. Naomi Files saw that people who do not have the coping mechanisms to handle all these losses moved into a new stage of life, which she called resolution. Older people struggle to find peace before they die. About coping mechanisms. We all use coping mechanisms to help us get through life. Some people simply deny a difficult moment, ignoring it. Others use repression. I'll deal with that later. But later never comes. Blaming others for their mistakes is a method that works well for some people. It wasn't me. My dog ate my homework. Of course, people can face their difficulties, admit mistakes, make amends, and resolve traumas. But when a person reaches old age, it is usually too late to add new coping strategies to their arsenal. Overcoming adversity through denial or repressing feelings might have worked before to help them survive life's crises. In very old age, when one crisis follows another, overloading and ganging up on them, some people retreat from reality. They have no other way of coping. Like a person lost in a storm, the disoriented very old retreat into the past to find safe shelter. The past eases present-day pain, brings back nostalgia, familiar streets, loved ones, work. There are few rewards in living in a wheelchair in a nursing home. Mrs. Kessler turns her back on young workers who want to orient her to present-day reality. She explains her return to the past in the film Looking for Yesterday. I'm looking for yesterday to untangle the noodles in the mirrors of my mind.